I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey, ladies, I am so excited about this episode. I have to tell you a couple different reasons. So, first of all, thank you for all of your sweet messages and your comments from last week. I loved the opportunity to not just speak to you on these podcasts because I love doing these, but I was so real and raw last week, and so many of you messaged me and you shot me texts, and just so sweet and encouraging to know that God has used the good, the bad, the rough, the hard, the pruning part of my life to encourage y'all. And this is why we go through things. You know, we don't go through things, you know, God's not like, go through this so you can struggle. We truly go through things to give Him glory and to learn how to be fully dependent on Him. And so this is why I'm excited. Here's another reason why I'm excited about this one, is I recorded one yesterday, and I am telling you, it was just flowing, and God was totally kind of speaking through me. I felt that, and then all of a sudden, it just stopped recording, like completely stopped, and it didn't work, and I was so frustrated. This has never happened before since I've been doing this, and so I knew that there was a reason, right, that stopped. I know that the enemy is out there not wanting my message to get out, but guess what? I'm not a quitter. Maybe a lot of things, but quitter is not one. So I'm excited to share my heart again with you on this episode. Hopefully this will work, but I really do want to talk to you about something. But first, I have a question. I want to get your heart and your mind kind of thinking, and you may be in the car rider line, maybe you're fixing dinner, maybe you're driving into work, or wherever you're at right now. I want you to just kind of stop for a second, you know, try to clear your mind for a second, and I really want you to think of this question. Have you ever felt malnourished? Now you're probably like, what do you mean? Well, I mean, I've been to third world countries like Honduras, where that truly is malnourishment. They don't have any of their immediate needs met. We go down and give them food and water, and then we're able to share Jesus and we give them Bibles, but we do help their immediate needs first. But have you ever felt malnourished spiritually? And so, you know, I have been through so many seasons. It's all about different seasons of life. And I've been through so many seasons where I felt malnourished spiritually. I went through seasons where I was too busy and I wasn't in God's word enough. My life was too busy, or my kids was going through certain things and I wasn't going to church because it was easier just to stay home. I mean, I've been through seasons, so I wasn't getting poured into. I've been through seasons where I was in such a very complicated circumstance or a bad thing going on in my life, and I tried to take control of it and I felt so empty, and I just felt like I didn't know what to do, and so because I try to take control. And so there's a reason why we feel malnourished in that sense of the word. So there's a statistic out there that if we do not have 60% of our needs met, it's hard for us to focus on what we want in life. And so, you know, the last couple years, I have went through some seasons of just dryness and like, come on, God, where are you? And I'll never forget in January of this year, 2018, I felt the Lord say that this year is going to be the year where you slow down to speed up. And I thought, well, that's cool. Like, I'm all about some slowing down to speed up, right? Like, I love to just hang out on the couch. And well, of course, that ain't never going to happen, right? If anybody knows anything about my life, there's no time for that. But I was kind of excited. And then a couple months into the year, I started to realize that it definitely was a season of holding back. It was a season of in a preparation room. You know, I don't like the word waiting room. We've already talked about that last week, but preparation room is what I was in. But this was the season for pruning. I have mentioned that so many times. And so when God says this is the year to kind of slow down, to speed up, I was thinking in a sense of maybe like the things on my calendar or different things like that. But what he was meaning was I needed to slow down on taking control of everything. And I needed to go through some things in my life to where I am fully dependent on him. And not only did he prune, you know, people, relationships, and different things, he also pruned some selfishness and some offense and some different things in my life that needed to be gone. And what I realized that I, as going through this journey, I was completely malnourished spiritually. And so I have used this reference a couple different times, speaking at different churches, at women's conferences and things. And the last women's conference I did, well, a couple ago, I did one in Seymour, Tennessee at Shiloh Church. Love this beautiful church, these amazing women. It was like their first women's conference they had over there. And what an honor to go speak with them. My beautiful friend Lindsay Green invited me, and I spoke about a little bit about this pruning season, and after it was all over, we had this little dessert time, and a lady came up to me, and I don't know her name. I hope she's listening to this podcast, but she came up to me, and she said, "Hey, you mentioned while you spoke up there that you were in a valley," and she said, "I want to encourage you." She said, "I want you to stay in the valley, and I want you to dig your heels in." And I looked at her like, "Really? Because I'm ready to climb up. I'm ready to hit the top of the mountain." And she said, "No, I want you to dig your heels in because the soil is rich. The soil is rich in the valley." And it really resonated with me when she said that. And then that word malnourished kind of came to my heart. And I thought, wow. The Lord, during all of this pruning season, what the Lord has been doing is he's been nourishing me through conflict. He's been nourishing me through the victories and the great things that's going on in my life. And it's been this this pruning season has, it's been a process. And I can't wait to dig into scripture, and I'll probably do another podcast on this about the rich soil, because I know there's some biblical references to it, and I can't wait to really dive in to see what God wants to kind of unpack there. But what I know where I'm at now, kind of coming out of this season, I'm praying I'm coming out, because it's been hard, but there has been a purpose in it. There's always a purpose in the waiting. There's always a purpose in the pruning. Because if you think of a valley, you think of the bottom of the valley, guess what happens when it rains? When it rains and all the water goes in the bottom, it pushes all those nutrients down into the valley of the mountain, and that is where I've been. Now, you may not be in the valley, okay? So I may not be speaking to everybody today. I totally get that. But I can guarantee you have been in the valley before, and if you're not in it now, I can guarantee you there may be one coming up, because in this life, there's a season for everything, and there's a season and a purpose for it all, and there's a purpose to sit in the valley for a minute, enjoy the rich dirt, allow the nutrients and water, God's living water, to flow down through the hard pruning. But we have to make that choice to act. We have to make that choice to accept the nutrients, to not just drown in the nutrient, not to drown ourselves in it, or drown ourselves in the circumstance. What the Lord wants us to do is surrender in the valley and to allow him to overflow our hearts. And there's a couple different ways that we can do that. And it's just so crazy I'm talking to you about this, because this is not at all what I said yesterday. So maybe God had a different plan, right? So I have been diving into the book of John. That's what we're doing on our online Bible study. And this week, actually tonight, I'm going to be diving in online live on Facebook Live to go over this scripture. But I want to talk to you about it because I want to learn from the Word of God when it comes to what I'm going through, because there's always a reason for it. And when Jesus stepped on the scene to walk through his ministry, we can learn so much about him. And I think that we can learn about what he did through conflict and rejection and all those, you know, all of his healings and different things. And so when I want to talk about John chapter 15. Now, many of you may have a pillow stitched from Hobby Lobby that talks about, I will abide in Christ and Christ will abide in me. Or, you know, I know my beautiful friend Raquel painted this beautiful picture of a tree. This is for this goes above our fireplace mantle in front of in our bedroom on the top of our mantle. And it's beautiful. And so it's a tree and it has this root system down. And on the root system, she wrote John 15 all right along the root system. She wrote it. And it means so much. And so, you know, it sounds really great. Like, it sounds great, right? It's very encouraging. But when you are walking through this, it kind of gave me a different perspective. And that's what I want to share with you on this podcast. So whether you are in a pruning season, you just came out of a pruning season, or things are fruitful right now, or maybe you have a friend that's going through this, and this is the podcast that you need to forward to them to listen to. But regardless, I really want you to listen and pay attention for just a second. If you've got a notebook, great, or your phone or something to put in some notes, don't be on Facebook. No, I'm just kidding. You can share this podcast on Facebook if you want. No, bro, you really can't. No, okay. So moving on. So I want to kind of tell you that John chapter 15 has three parts. And so as I'm experiencing this pruning season, I'm realizing that this chapter took a whole new turn for me. And that's when I love when the Bible does that, that you can read a scripture over and over, but when you experience something that God wants you to experience, you can read something and it just completely transform your life. And that is exactly what has happened. So there's three parts to John chapter 15. There's the pruning, there's the abiding, and there's the bearing fruit. And so it says the very first part of John 15 that Jesus is the vine. Well, I'll just read it. It says, I'm the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it does bear more fruit. And so there's three things going on. So it says Jesus is the vine, God is the gardener, and we are the branches. Okay, so I don't know if you caught something here, but this is what the Lord revealed to me. It says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Now, when I was reading that, I really want you to have the visual of a tree with a bunch of branches going off. Now, it's almost like there's not a win here, right? Because the branches that aren't bearing fruit are going to be cut off, and some branches that are bearing fruit are going to be pruned off. Like, what? Like, hello? Like, you know, why can't you say, oh, hey, good job, Ashley. Like, this area of your life is going great. Keep doing what you're doing, you know, right? But no. There's pruning in there too. And that is exactly what I have experienced, where you wake up and things that are wonderful in your life, some things have happened and it just doesn't look familiar to you anymore. And you don't know why. You don't know what to do. You feel a little bit stuck. You feel a little bit stripped, like you're walking around naked. It's kind of that feeling like, what are people saying? What's going on? That's just being real. But here's what the Lord really, really, really revealed to me. Because the question really is, why does God prune the bad and the good in our lives? Because when you prune something, you are cutting it off. And so it hurts. There is some hurt involved in this process. But when we read on, there's a purpose for it. So I want to read on chapter 4. John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, I in him. He it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Okay, so it says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit unless it abides in the vine, and neither can you. I am the vine and you are the branches. And I want to read you really the definition of abide, and I'm going to talk more about this tonight. So some of y'all may be hearing this twice, but the definition of abide means to remain. Maybe the translation in your Bible says wait. But the definition is accept or act in accordance with. accept or act in accordance with. And honestly, this first part of this three-part series of pruning, abiding, bearing fruit, it's a process. The pruning process, it's hard to accept. It's hard to say, okay, Jesus, I'm here. Take away what you need to take away. Because we are a right now society. And when we have things going our way, it's hard when things start to get snipped off. And, you know, maybe it's a confrontation, or maybe, like you said, you wake up, things are unfamiliar, or it used to be good. Why is it not good now? Like, what's going on? But that word is kind of a little bit of an action step, because it says, abide in me and my words, and I'll abide in you. By this, he will be glorified, and this proves we are his disciples. So here's the how. So how do we abide? So this is verse 7. This is how we abide. It says, abide in me and my words, right? So what is his word? His word is God's word, the Bible. We have to be in God's word during this pruning process. If we are in God's word, this is where abiding happens. So when you are getting pruned away, then when you abide, how to abide is you have to be in God's word, because it says in verse 7, if we are in God's word and his words are abiding in us, then he will be glorified, and it proves that we are his disciples. And so I kind of said this last time, are we seeking Jesus, or are we just seeking a resolution? Because the thing that I've been going through, I want a resolution. I want a reason. Why is this happening? Like, I'm a good person. I love people. I mean, I never intentionally want to hurt anybody. I've never been like that. Now, I've made mistakes and have hurt people, and I'm, you know, the first person to go back and say, I'm sorry. But when you're in situations where you just feel like you are in this valley alone, and you're waiting for this nutrients that's supposed to come and fill you up, what are you wanting to fill you up? Are you wanting the resolution to fill you up? Are you wanting the validation of other people to fill you up? Or are you in the valley waiting on Jesus's nutrients to get to you, the Holy Spirit, to start working into your life? Because what do we ultimately want, right? We want the fruit in our lives, right? We want the reason why we're going through it. We want to feel and taste and experience, and we want this fruit in our lives. And I want to be honest with you. I've been praying, Lord, help me get out of the season. Give me the fruit. Give me the fruit. And I did a little online video a couple weeks ago, and I had mentioned this, that's what I was crying out to God for. And a couple of women said, I am your fruit. You've helped me, you know, get closer to Jesus, and God's used you in my life for this way. And it was that realization of, you know what? God may be pruning me in this area of my life, but just because the fruit looks different, right? If I want, say, fruit in my marriage, or fruit in parenting, or fruit in my business, but he's given me fruit over here, I'm focusing on what I don't have versus on what God has given me. And that is the opportunity to pour into other women. And he's using me in that. And so sometimes we are blinded by the fruit that we want versus the fruit that Jesus has for us. And so this concept of hanging out in the valley, abiding, reading God's word, we want the fruit. Well, one of the fruit that you receive in this whole process of abiding during the pruning is joy. And this is how. It says this. So I already read verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. But this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Here's the deal. There are so many things in life that can dictate our happiness, take our happiness away, add to our happiness tank, but joy comes from the Lord, and that is scripture. And so many times we can have joy even in the midst of a bad circumstance or a conflict. We can have joy in the midst of a big decision. We may not be happy, but we can still be joy in the Lord. And that is a fruit of abiding. That is one fruit. And, you know, I never thought about that, because even though I've been in this pruning process and I've cried a lot and I have cried on my knees till 2 a.m. more this year than I ever have. And that right there makes me thankful for the pruning process, because I have taken more time to abide, to learn, to grow, to cry out. And I truly have had joy in the Lord. I've felt joy when there really shouldn't be any joy. And it's almost like one of those situations that you see on social media or in real life where someone goes through something really difficult and you see them just persevering through, and you see just, even, you know, they're hurting and what they went through is awful. And you think in your mind, wow, look how they are. Like, I can't imagine going through what they're going through, but you can still see kind of some joy in their life. This is the type of joy that we will gain. This is the fruit that we will gain by going through this process of pruning and abiding in the fruit. So I don't know what season you're in right now, whether you're pruning right now, whether God is teaching you to abide, or you are bearing fruit and you are feeling great. The questions I want to kind of encourage you in is that, are you allowing His word to just manifest in your life? Do you feel His joy around you? And my beautiful friend Dana Birdwell is in my Wednesday night Bible study, and we were diving into the scripture last Wednesday. And she said this quote, and I loved it. She said, "Produce the fruit the world cannot stand, but yet needs." That's so good. Produce the fruit the world cannot stand, but yet needs. You see, I want growth in my business. I want growth in the ministry. I want growth in my marriage. I want growth in my parenting. But sometimes the only way for me to have the growth and the much fruit that the Lord's promise says is He has to walk up and prune some things to reveal what's not of Him in my life, to where my life will reflect more of Him. And sometimes when you're in the pruning process, you're like, come on, Jesus, where are you? You seem so far away. You feel so far away. That is a one thing I went through this year. But I want you to get this visual. When a gardener walks up to prune something off of a tree, he has to grab a hold of it, take his scissors, and he has to cut, right? So as he's cutting and doing those things, he's very near. He's touching the plant, but he's also pruning some things, but he's also pushing the branch towards the sunlight to get the nutrients that it truly needs. And there's that word again, nutrients. Jesus is nutrients. The Holy Spirit, that is the helper that's inside of us when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior. And so we have an amazing opportunity right now to understand that God is right there with us. He's pruning some things as the gardener, but He is pointing us in the direction of His Son, which is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is pouring His love and His nutrients and His wisdom and His joy. And, you know, that is who Jesus is. He is the I Am, meaning He is the beginning and the end. He is everything. He is forever. And that is our fruit, is we have the opportunity to grow closer to Him. And so all of this extra fruit that we will bear, because it says you will bear much fruit, beyond that is just a bonus. And I can see in this year of pruning, I've been wanting fruit in kind of tangible ways. But now I am seeing that I am going to reap fruit, spiritual fruit, by growing closer to Jesus. Because I want, when people see me, they see me react to conflict, or they see me in the midst of parenting or in the midst of marriage. Now, granted, like, so hopefully they don't see me yelling at my kids, because, you know, I'm human and it happens. But I do want people to see Jesus in me and not the selfish Ashley that's being pruned Always. We are always, we never arrive. We've never made it. We're never this perfect branch that's going to forever be perfect. Like, that's not, never going to happen. So this is a cycle, okay? So it's a cycle. The pruning, abiding, bearing fruit. Pruning, abiding, bearing fruit. And we have the ability to be prepared for every season by being in the Word of God and allowing the Lord to speak to us through His Word. So I want to end with this quote. And this quote is, you can find this quote. It's actually in the Lisa Turkhurst Finding I Am study. I love it. It is literally one of the best studies I've ever done. We are going to be doing it online hopefully soon. But this comes from pastor and author Warren Wiersbe. It says this, to put it in another way, the better we know Jesus, the more we will love Him. The more we love Him, the more we will obey Him. The more we obey Him, the more we will abide in Him. The more we abide in Him, the more fruit we will bear. And the more fruit we bear, the more we will experience life overflowing. It's somewhat of a spiritual chain reaction, and it begins with our decision to spend quality time with our Lord each day. So, guess what, beautiful daughter of the King? You were made perfect through Jesus Christ, and He wants to give you the joy and all of the fruit that this world can provide and that He can provide. But sometimes the only way we can reach that destination is to sink your heels down in the rich soil of the valley and expect His nutrients to fall on us through the Bible, through our crying out and praying, through seeking mentorship, through going to church and getting poured into by a Jesus-loving church, right? It has to be a Bible, Jesus-loving church. And those things right there, that's going to pour the nutrients that we need, and that's going to give us the fruit to bear. So I love you, ladies. Thank you for letting me share my heart. There's just so much in this topic. I feel like I could preach a whole series on it. I get so fired up about it, probably because I'm experiencing it. And I feel like the Lord's given me some things that hopefully is going to continue to help y'all in where you're going in life. And, you know, if you want to reach out to me personally, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com, and there's a contact section that goes straight to my email, and it's just me, and I'll email you back. But any specific questions about what you're going through or any way that I can pray for you individually, and some things like this is resonating with you, I would love the opportunity to do that. So sink your heels in the valley, ladies. If you are abiding and you're starting to see the fruit in your life, enjoy it, because God created us to enjoy life and to be joyful and to love. And He wants, just like it says in John, I think it's 13:7. He wants living waters to flow through us, and we have the opportunity for that to happen. So I love you, ladies, and I hope y'all have a great day and be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.